producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, we're going to have to call today Advanced Medicine Monday and Tuesday. How is that possible? We're straddling 2 days. The international dateline has been crossed. Oh, no, he's done it again. He stepped across the line. Dr. Batar, where are you?
I'm down under, close to down under.
You are close to, you are down under, technically. You're in the Kiwi land, New Zealand. Yep. And, of course, it is tomorrow already. So tell us, has the world ended yet?
No, it hasn't. It's still going strong, and I will tell you that Denver's going to win, and unfortunately the Panthers are going to lose.
Yeah, okay, well, you've got that prediction right, except we already had that part of yesterday, so we're done with that.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know how far ahead in the future I had to let you know.
Yes, I know. It gets confusing. I was just stunned and shocked that we could still go live today with you in another part of the world. I'm very excited about that. By the way, I posted some pictures of my garden, my winter garden. Is still going strong. I got red peppers that are beautiful. I got more tomatoes than we can eat coming in. And collards are still growing strong. We haven't eaten them all. But down there, you're supposedly like in summertime.
Exactly. It's summer. It's actually quite beautiful. And the first few days over here, just rain and rain and rain. So when people ask us, what's it like? Is it different than winter? And for us, when we were here for the winter, few years ago, it was exactly the same, so we really couldn't tell the difference. But now we can tell the foliage is greener. It's actually green all year round, but it's greener now. There's more flowers blooming. It's very nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. And you know, the people down there, when I went to New Zealand, this was back in the 90s, many years ago, and I toured the South Island, I found the people just wonderful. I felt at the time that there was a little bit of false advertising as they explained that they were like the cleanest place on earth. And I guess because they're pretty remote, they could argue in some ways. But at the time, it was hard for me to find organic food. They were still using pesticides, even though they wouldn't let nuclear aircraft carriers dock in their harbors.
Yeah, and the thing is that no matter where you go, it's never going to be perfect. But they are, for example, right now, they're trying to have laws passed in New Zealand that are similar to what's trying to be passed in the U.S. with the GMO labeling issue.
Okay.
But it's quite aggressively being defended. So we'll see what happens. But pretty much anywhere you go, you're going to have both sides of the coin and people arguing. And so they have one great benefit that the U.S. doesn't have, and that is that it's in the Southern Hemisphere, and the U.S. is in the Northern Hemisphere. And some people would say, well, what's the benefit of that? Well, the benefit is there's a lot more nuclear power in the Northern Hemisphere than there is in the Southern Hemisphere. So there's a lot less chances of anything going wrong in the Southern Hemisphere. And Fukushima is just one example. Chernobyl years ago was another example. Three Mile Island incident years ago, that's another example. So, and of course, you don't have all these countries posturing with nuclear weaponry either. So.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of thought form in terms of being in the Southern Hemisphere in that regard. But we're still all on planet Earth. And as far as bringing the power to heal back to the people, we're talking to people all over the world that desire that, and I'm glad that we're here doing it today as well. Now, one of the issues we talked about last week was out of Flint, Michigan, the recognition of lead poisoning due to the water contamination, the poor or non-existent filtration as opposed to water chemicalization with chlorine or fluoride or whatever they're doing. And Aaron Brockovich, if you remember Aaron Brockovich, she's she's taken to task a lot of these issues against corporations and government when they're not doing their job right. And in this issue, she was on Bill Maher's show, Real Time, on HBO. And she was talking with Bill about this issue. And I want to play a clip here, and then we'll talk about it.
What happens is 70% of our municipal systems come from surface water. So that's rivers, and that's creeks, and that's reservoir. No two bodies of water are the same. So if you willy-nilly change the water system from one river to another, you can cause a chemical reaction in the water. So we add chlorine because when we bring in the surface water, it has organic matter. And it creates a byproduct, which is called total trihalomethane.
Now, we've heard of total trihalomethane. I think a lot of people, though, haven't. They just hear chlorine and they use it to disinfect the water. But these secondary chemical combinations are also problematic.
Yes, that's very true. And, of course, then how those particular chemicals interact with other chemicals or other metals or other types of problems. For example, we know that lead and mercury together are exponentially more detrimental. You add things like fluoride and all these other things, you know, there's all sorts of catastrophic synergistic effects that occur. So there are many things that we don't know what this chemical does in conjunction with other components within those waters.
Well, let's check in with Aaron Brockovich again and see what the EPA regs say about this.
Very regulated by the EPA and part of the Safe Drinking Water Act because it's an environmental pollutant and it's carcinogenic. Cool. You have 1,000 cities in violation today of total trihalomethanes in their water system.
Now, that's not something you see every day, but now they're starting to look into it because of the Flint, Michigan thing, which could be, you know, not good for the people of Flint, but it might be putting something on the radar screen of everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that, Robert. That she said 1,000 different
yes.
cities, which means that the average state is going to have 20 cities within it that's going to have this problem.
Yeah, and I think about something else here, because we've been covering the scam of the Zika virus, that it's a cover story for things that are causing birth defects, like this microcephaly. Could it be possible that this could also be a cover story for what will inevitably happen in the United States with more contaminated water? And I think Aaron Brockovich may be onto something here as well.
New studies have shown that women in the first trimester of pregnancy exposed to over 80 parts per billion of total trihalomethane have a 15.7% increased risk of miscarriage.
Holy tamale. 15% increased risk of miscarriage. And what if they don't miscarry? Could there be, like they say in microcephaly, any assault in the first trimester can result in some of these defects?
Yeah, Robert, if it's a 15% increase in miscarriage, then you know that that number of people those babies that are being born that don't miscarry, that are actually born, the number that are going to have some type of a genetic malformation, a deficit, or some type of a neurological assault or microcephaly, whatever imbalance that you can think of, it's going to be far greater than 15%. And I think it would be a very safe guess to say that it would be double minimum. So if it's 15% they're miscarrying, then at least 30%, I would think that would be a very conservative estimate, are going to have some type of a congenital deformity due
right.
to exposure in utero.
So if we're talking about resolutions here, you know, what is the government doing? Are they holding these corporations accountable for poisoning the water, or are we holding so-called government municipalities accountable for not doing what they know they should be doing in terms of cleaning that water up? Let's check in with Aaron Brockovich again.
They are not following regulations, and they found a way to cheat the system. And here's where we're having a national crisis. They've decided when they exceed total trihalomethanes not to do what's regulated, and that's to put on a carbon-activated filtration system. It's expensive. They don't want to pay for it. So they've gone the cheap route, and they now throw ammonia in the water system.
But, yeah.
And the ammonia has a chemical reaction. It X's out the chlorine, which is very scary, and here's why. Are you watching all the Legionella outbreaks across this country?
No.
This is why. They're everywhere. Oh. Brain-eating amoebas in Louisiana.
Brain-eating amoebas?
Yes.
I am so totally never drinking this stuff again.
So if they're adding ammonia instead of doing carbon filtration, they're saying they're neutralizing the killing effects of chlorine, and now you've got brain-eating amoebas floating around in certain water supplies.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of different components now. You know, I didn't realize some of this what you just talked about, but the suppression of the immune system secondary to the first and second toxicity, as I talked about in the book, the metals and the persistent organic pollutants, of which this particular chemical that Aaron's talking about is a, it falls into the category of the second toxicity. But we've talked about the third toxicity, which is the opportunistics, which are the bacteria, the viruses, the spirochetes, mycoplasma, yeast, etc. Those are the ones that are actually, she's not talking about, but these amoebas, that's a parasite, and those are also being affected by the component in the water. It's the susceptibility it's the susceptibility of the individual's immune system that causes the manifestation of this right. type of issue that normally may not actually be an issue because the immune system's intact. But you
yeah, realize it's
insufficient.
Dr. Bitar, I was thinking also, even if this is not happening, just if they were doing the chlorine right, you'd want to pull the chlorine out through carbon filtration or other filtration mechanisms because the chlorine itself is designed to what? Kill microbes. What is your gut made of? This microbiome. Your life depends on a healthy balance of those microorganisms, and if you're drinking chlorinated water, you're killing them. It's acting like a pesticide of some kind.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then there's all this... all this other type of issue that by throwing off the natural flora, for example, so you've got one issue that you just described, then you've got the other issue of altering the terrain, as we've talked about, the
yes.
imbalances that are created, which then render the system even more susceptible. And so it's actually like starting it's a spark that causes a fire, and then there's an eventual burning of the forest. And that little spark, sometimes we may not appreciate how significant, detrimental
right.
that spark can, you know, the amount of damage it can cause.
And we didn't even talk about the old pipes. Aaron's got this one, too.
I can't keep up with where the Flints are happening. They're from Indiana, Ohio, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, 16 cities reporting, California, Alaska, Louisiana, Virginia, New York,
yeah,
Navajo Nation. It's
and
all over.
Because, why? Because nobody wants to pony up and put in new pipes for starters. We need
yes.
to lay pipe.
Okay, when Bill Maher says that, it means something different, but you get the drift.
That's actually, I would have to agree on that on multiple accounts, actually.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, the lead in the water, or is it the lead in the pipe itself, the corrosive nature of the chemicals, or the chemicals that are already in the water because it's coming from a polluted water source? We have got to take responsibility for, if we can't do anything about what's outside of our house, what comes into it. As I said, we've gotten talking about filtration technologies, other technologies to clean up the water, because they're not doing it, so we all must, each of us. We're going to be back with more advanced medicine, Dr. Bitar from Down Under, and tomorrow, only he could pull that off. Links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Back with more powerful healing after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This is a special edition of Advanced Medicine. Remember, if you ever miss a show, easiest place to go, medicalrewind.com. We also now have an easy access page through SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com as well. Dr. Batar is reporting from tomorrow. So far, he hasn't predicted anything that we didn't already know, but it's, you know, it may take a little while to get our bearings on how much time you're ahead of us to kind of get those lottery numbers in order. So,
anyway. Yeah, I already got them pulled out for you, Robert. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So next week we'll have more news. But this Flint, Michigan thing still bugging me for a lot of reasons. And Erin Brockovich is an amazing woman. She's really done incredible things since all those years ago that Julia Roberts portrayed her in the movie, but she continues consistently to push on these issues. She was even doing one, remember when we covered the mysterious ailments in Troy, New York, with those high school students on the track or whatever. So she's on board on these things. But I don't know how aware she is of remedies for these things, other than, you know, point out the greed, hypocrisy, the corruption in government, et cetera, that's poisoning or not remedying it. But she might not know the remedies. And now there's reports in Flint, Michigan, of dogs turning up in veterinary offices with lead toxicity as well.
Yeah, dogs, this is not something unusual, actually, Robert. Whatever affects humans is going to affect animals. So it is actually a common thing. And we've had over the years a number of inquiries where people will ask us to treat their animals, and there are veterinarians actually that do chelation on dogs and have treated dogs with various types of other intravenous interventions that we use in our patient population, but not an uncommon thing. Not as many vets may be doing chelation as physicians, but certainly not an uncommon thing.
Well, and this, you know, I've talked about this EDTA chelation and other things we've talked about over the years. You and I, you've written about it extensively. You've lectured around the world on it. And it's not an unknown commodity. As I've said, in the 20th century, mid-20th century, they already knew that this was a viable option, and almost a miraculous option for pulling lead out. This is where they got it started, and then they found out the side effect was that it somehow cleaned the arteries out, and that's the moment it became quackery, because it threatened the development of the emerging profitable so-called scientific procedure of bypassing the heart, you know, with arteries or veins they take from your leg, bypass surgery. So it would render it obsolete or unneeded. And so then this EDTA chelation, which was considered really good and innovative, suddenly became a quackery scenario.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you start to take away the incentive, or actually not take away the incentive, but rather take away the profit from the status quo, you are going to cause yourself a great deal of hurt. And that's exactly what happened in the area of chelation. Because upon the advent of bypass surgery, there was too much profit that was at stake. And so that's one reason they took it out of the physician's desk reference. And it's not just chelation. I mean, it's pretty much any medical treatment. The use of magnesium, for example, all the old time doctors that lived around the turn of the century, magnesium was a very common thing that was utilized. In fact, I learned the significance of magnesium before I even got into the non-conventional realm by an OBGYN that was using magnesium in preeclampsia. And he told me that it would even work with asthmatics. And I thought, that's strange. And I'd never heard that from anybody. I learned this from an OBGYN doctor that was probably in his 80s when I was rotating with him. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that were commonplace, common knowledge among doctors, and then fell by the wayside because they had some expensive pharmaceutical that came along that was not being used. And they put aside that particular simple intervention, or not just pharmaceutical, it could be a medical device, whatever the case is. And you probably have that in all different types of industry, but certainly the medical industry is very prone to this type of issue.
Yeah, it is. And now the Alliance for Natural Health has put out another alert on the FDA's attempts to block compounding of things like EDTA for this procedure, because they don't want it utilized, what, for cardiovascular clearing, even though in this case it could be an immediate solution to help these children and adults who have been drinking lead-contaminated and even other heavy metal-contaminated waters there in that area.
Yeah, it's really sad that they will first go after the people that are trying to make a difference or trying to help. Then, if that doesn't work, then they go after the tools that those people are using. So it's a never-ending story.
Incredible. Well, we're going to continue to detoxify all of y'all, if you're ready for it. At least teach you how to do it. Remember Dr. Batar's international best-selling book, since he is international right now. It's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. If you're new to the program, pick it up. It is sensational. It's a gift of healing that does keep on giving. We've got a lot more healing to go after this break. You know, organic food, is it more expensive, really? We'll talk about it.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I've said for many years that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. Because it will be, well, it'll ensure that they do everything that they can to you, and that's not always a good thing, especially when it comes to invasive therapies of detection for things that they end up doing invasive procedures that will not prolong your life, but actually make things worse. So we're going to get the lead out. We want to get a lot of those toxic poisons out. And Dr. Bitar is around the world and tomorrow in New Zealand.
By the way, Dr. Bitar, what is their medical system? Are they a socialized system? Do they have the freedom to use natural remedies? Or can doctors use homeopathy? What have you learned down there?
Well, I don't know much of the details, but it is a socialistic medical system. Mm-hmm. They do have a much greater accessibility to non-conventional forms of medicine. It's not considered to be three-eared or two-horned or whatever you want to call it. It's not
yes.
to be weird or anything like that. Many people seem to, at least the people that I've encountered, now of course there could be a bias there because the people I'm encountering, maybe it just happens to be a select group of people, but from what I've seen and what I've observed, it's very common to find other modalities, natural healers and such. So I couldn't give you specifics, but I have mm-hmm. seen as many non-conventional providers as I have conventional providers in just the social circles that I've been in. So
okay. It's been pretty, well, since the early 90s when I was in New Zealand, and I didn't, interact with the medical system or anything there, but, it was a great journey I took. There wasn't a lot of organic food. I'm sure that's changed as well. And there's an article here from Time Magazine of all places, that says why organic food might be worth the high price, they said. You know, and we've said it, and I've heard it said, I think, with the truth about cancer. Well, I forget which doctor or whoever said it. If you think organic food is expensive, have you priced cancer lately? That might have been Joel Salatin, for all And perspective is in order. I mean, food should be the most important thing. Money should be no object, or the labor you put in to grow your own food should be no object, because food quality is everything.
Yeah, I know I made a comment similar to that. I don't think it was specific about food, but we were talking about, the act of doing something from a preventive basis. We tend not to, whether it's working out, drinking water, eating the right food, supplementing, etc. It's a lot easier and a lot cheaper to do it up front than to then, once the detrimental thing hits you, then try to backtrack and try to undo all this stuff and then say, well, I've been eating really healthy and I'm a non-smoker now. How long have you been not smoking? Well, in the last 2 months, and they've been smoking for 50 years before. The time to do this is not after the proverbial poop hits the fan. It's
yeah.
to do it well before then. And so eating organic by far is a very simple and easy decision to make, and it tastes better. And to answer your question, when you talked about New Zealand, when you were here in the 1990s, there wasn't anything like that. It's very, very common and prevalent over here. They have like these food markets that they do once a week, and there's over 1,000 different farmers that bring their produce, and it starts at 6:30 in the morning, and by 11 o'clock it's all sold out, and people can't wait till the next time. And people,
wow,
and this is just in the small community that where I'm staying, but it's everywhere. I'm being told that it's like this.
Well, listen, now you've got me hungry for my next trip to New Zealand. Now that it's changed like that, so I'm thrilled to hear that. The use of, again, organics, whether it's certified or not, as we know, if you get to know your farmer or if you become your own farmer, we don't necessarily need it to be certified because you have a human-to-human contact, and that may even be better, in fact, than any regulator can attest to how things are being grown when you see it with your own eyes. But the study is interesting because it acknowledges there's a viability on many levels for organic agriculture, including the benefit to the farmer, who can make a better living than having to buy all of these patented chemicals from the likes of Monsanto just to keep going. It's just cost prohibitive, and then the food that you're actually delivering is lower in nutrition and, of course, more likely to create toxicological impacts on the farmers and their families themselves, like cancer.
That's exactly right. And actually, one of the other stories that we were talking between breaks that we were going to cover goes on to make that same point, the one about the unprocessed high-fat cow's milk and how it's protecting against asthma. Many of these food substances and things that we ingest into our body by taking them in the natural form in without the adulteration of the chemical process, without being refortified and, the pasteurization, homogenization, genetic modification, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. And that particular story that you brought to my attention, Robert, the one on the consuming unprocessed high-fat cow's milk protects against asthma. Of course, the key there is unprocessed.
Yes.
And it was interesting, just reading through that article, it says that New York Times admitted that raw milk is a cure for allergies. And that is actually a truism. That is, in fact, if you can get A2 milk, we've talked about this on the air before.
Yes.
Which, I brought cows in that had A2 milk from Montana. And
from Minnesota that cost me a fortune. But, of course, here where I'm at right now, New Zealand, A2, A2 milk is where it was all discovered, the A2 component versus the A1 component, which surprisingly a lot of the New Zealanders that I've talked to didn't even know anything about it. But bottom line is that especially A2 raw milk, that's the key here, the raw unadulterated milk is
yes.
a solution for allergies.
Well, and it's true, and we've talked about things like whey as a medicinal food, but most of the whey that's sold in America is processed and heat treated or pasteurized, which completely corrupts it. It's not going to have the same impact when you have it raw in this way in its natural state, and it's a difference maker. And for them to acknowledge that is pretty shocking. So not only do we have the acknowledgement of organic food, but now that unprocessed, as we mean raw milk, they don't want to say the headline that way, but it's there. High fat, they're even saying. Stop with the low fat. I know when I'm on the Jerry Doyle show, he's still, he's proud of himself now because he tells me, yep, I went to the grocery store and I looked at the 2% and I looked at the whole milk and I remember what Robert said, eat the whole fat, and he got that. I said, Jerry, the only thing you're waiting on is the raw part, but you'll get there. So,
well, the high fat, this is interesting. The studies have already been done when people consume high fat milk versus low fat or especially skim milk. The high fat people that consumed the high fat milk actually had lower body fat and lost in a study showing loss of fat in the body based on no other parameters. So these people didn't change their exercise regimens, they didn't change their dietary intake. All the only factor that was differentiated was the skim milk versus low fat versus fat whole milk, and the whole milk people lost more body fat per individual, and it was statistically significant compared to the people that were on the low fat, and then the skim was the worst. And actually, it's because they extract the fat out of the milk, and then they put these synthetic components in their whiteners to make the milk look more white, because the skim milk has that grayish look because it's taken all the fat out. So they
right.
want to make it look white so it's appealing. And so all those chemicals that slow down the metabolism and causes all sorts of other problems. So that's just from one aspect. We're not even talking about the toxicity aspect. We're just talking about the slowing down the metabolism aspect. The fat, the higher the fat content, the more the body is in a non-starvation mode because it doesn't feel like it's being depleted of nutrients. When it's skim milk, there's not enough fat coming in. The body perceives starvation, goes into a fat storing mode, and so you hold on to the body's fat more.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, guess what's in the fat? Toxins, we're talking in your body. That's part of what the storage mechanism is when your liver, kidneys, colon, all of these things that are not able to keep up with the inflow, this burden, environmental burden, whether it be through food, water, and air, and certain body types more susceptible to this than others, retaining extra fat to dilute the toxic burden in the body. It's so crash course diets without support of liver, kidney, and detox pathways, not a good plan. Here's a headline that's interesting. I think you'll find it rather not funny, but funny in a weird way. 5 toxic chemicals you should avoid in baby care products. Anything strange about that headline?
Yeah, I want to know which 5 I should be embracing. You and I talked about this off the air. That's the one I'm more interested in. Which 5 toxins should I be embracing and really be excited about putting into my body?
Right. With a headline like that, you're like, oh, 5 toxic chemicals I should avoid. I wonder which are the ones I shouldn't. Which are the ones we should embrace? I want that article. 5 toxic chemicals that you should eat all of the time. That's not going to happen. Somebody messed up on that headline, but it is a Fox News Health article, and they go into a few of these. Do you see that fragrance is number 1 on their list?
Yep. That's a very, very common one too, Robert. People have no idea how that affects the entire immune system and other aspects as well, but the immune system especially. And once a person has been detoxified, they become more sensitive to these various fragrances. It's kind of like a smoker that smoked all his life, and then when he finally stopped smoking, became more aggressive when they were around smokers and less tolerant. You'd think that somebody who smoked would probably be more tolerant around smokers, but they are actually more they're actually more intolerant because they're more sensitive to it, and so it makes them nauseated, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same type of situation with fragrances. When we have cancer patients and we're treating them, we're detoxifying them, they become extremely sensitive to smell from perfumes, and we have to have signs in our clinic that says, please refrain from using any type of fragrance.
Wow. Yeah, and of course, these fragrances, interestingly enough, interact with the endocrine system of these babies. You want to talk about altering hormones right from the get-go. I mean, that's another devastation in there. And I think The second thing on the list also may add to that mix, the phthalates and parabens.
Mm-hmm. Another huge, huge problem. And you know, every one of these classes of toxins that we're talking about, these substances that act as toxins we're talking about, we're only aware of one or two or three mechanisms of how they can cause a negative effect in the body. But then when you put them in conjunction with the heavy metals or with some one of the other toxicities, again, just like the lead and the mercury is exponentially worse, having persistent organic pollutants with heavy metals and with the opportunistics just makes it just exponentially worse. It makes it 10 times more exponentially worse. So when you end up having somebody with Lyme's disease, for example, mm-hmm. I've never seen any, everybody blames the Lyme spirochete on Lyme's disease, but I have never seen a Lyme's disease patient ever that did not have persistent organic pollutant and metal toxicity.
Again, opportunistics given rise because of the toxic burden on the body and the associated deficiencies that are brought into being because of the toxins that are coming in all of the time. This is a constant theme here. If you haven't picked up on it yet, you might be a little slow. It might be lead, but we're going to help you remove it so you can get the message and reverse course, save your life and the life of your children, your kids, if they're ready to listen. You know, and that's why we'll keep delivering this message. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got one more segment. We'll talk about a few more of those toxins to avoid. Not like there are any that we want you to embrace, but hey, that's their article. We'll cover them. And remember, clearing the body of those toxins is much more important than targeting for death and destruction microbes that may or may not actually be causing the problems that the media is claiming that they're causing, like Zika virus. That scam, for one. All right, back with Dr. Bitar, all the way from New Zealand, and tomorrow after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, more advanced medicine. MedicalRewind.com, easy access to the hundreds and hundreds of hours of archives of great discussions with Dr. Rashid Buttar. He's at Dr. Buttar, DrButtar.com. How are we going to top this long-distance broadcast from New Zealand? Where are you going next, the moon?
No, I think we did... I think Australia's a little bit further. We did a couple of shows from Australia.
Yeah, and we've done some from the Middle East. You were in the Middle East, we pulled off some interesting ones.
Yeah, we've done some. I think we did some from Japan too, didn't we? In 2011.
Oh man, you got memory that I don't. That would have been when we started that year, 2011. It's possible, but. Well, here we are. Listen, we got a few more toxins to cover before I can let you go into the future, which you're already in compared to where we are in the States. Michael J. Fox and Dr. Buttar, Back to the Future. Now, we get number three on the list, formaldehyde and formaldehyde-releasing preservatives, because that's very common. And, of course, formaldehyde is often found even, I believe, in some vaccines, too.
Yes, formaldehyde is found in some vaccines, but... The one thing, Robert, that is very common, that everybody gets exposure to formaldehyde, the one thing that people ingest from a leisure basis, what is it?
Diet sodas with aspartame. That's the big source, I think.
Actually, even bigger than that is alcohol, because alcohol gets converted to formaldehyde in the liver. The process of with ethanol gets converted into formaldehyde.
I was thinking of the methanol conversion from aspartame, but you're right, even on the ethanol side. So, yeah, there's a number of aspects, and this is not even talking about products that are preserved or vaccines that are injected.
Yeah, this is just regular alcohol, beer, wine, whatever. Some people say, well, they say that one glass of red wine every third day is good, the resveratrol and this and that, proanthocyanins. Yes, that's all true, but you can also still get those same proanthocyanins and resveratrol and all the other great antioxidants without taking in the alcohol, which is now going to cause a greater burden on your liver simply because of that
ethanol conversion to formaldehyde. So formaldehyde is a very, very detrimental thing. And for those people that may not know really what formaldehyde is used for, just think of embalming fluid. Embalming fluid, we've talked about this on the air a couple of years ago, Robert, I remember that. Because we talked about, if you don't know what formaldehyde does to the body, just remember it's used in dead people's body to preserve it. So it's not something that, you know, we should actively speak in.
Last hour, Dr. Batar, another lady did an experiment for her kids. She bought a Happy Meal from McDonald's 6 years ago and has left it out, and it looks identical to the day she bought it. Nothing will eat it. Nothing will eat it. What does that say? I mean, if not even bugs will eat it, I don't know if it is good for people. So, just saying.
Is that a true story? A
true story, yeah. And we've covered stories like this before, but this is the latest one. You know, just like over the years, every once in a while we hear about these experiments done, and they show pictures of it. They're not putting it in glass, you know, to contain it. They're literally, it's out, and nothing's going to decay it. The French fries look the same. The chicken McNuggets look the same, whatever they're called. It's amazing. Now, I don't know, maybe because it's got 1,4-dioxane. I don't know. Maybe it's formaldehyde. But that's another thing. In liquid soap products, they say 1,4-dioxane is not listed on the chemical ingredient list because it's a byproduct of a whole lot of other things like sodium lauryl sulfate, PEG compounds, chemicals with the last listing of XYNOL, xenol, or something, xenol, and a few others. And so if you got liquid soaps from a big box retailer and it's not like a health food store, you've got 1,000 ingredients. Most of them you don't want to put on your skin because they'll get in your body.
So dioxane and dioxin, I wonder if they are related. I don't know whether they are. You know, sometimes there are these little antics where you take something like ethylene, you take something like thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury, and change the name to thimerosal so people don't know that it's the same
mercury,
thing. So I wonder whether dioxane and dioxin is the same chemical compound are close to the same.
I don't know. Last on the list here, vitamin A, of course, a synthetic form, retinol palmitate, and oxybenzone, which are often used in sunscreens.
Right. The benzoic acids have really gotten a bad rap. They talk about how that's related, converts to benzene in the presence of vitamin C. But the thing is that you find sodium benzoic acid and you find vitamin C in cherries. Naturally, there's no benzene there. So
it's not the same thing. So check it out. The lists are up. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Batar, we'll work hard to catch up to you, perhaps next week, because you'll still be there in the future. So give me some heads up on what's coming, okay?
I will do so. You're still 18 hours behind me. So get up your face.
All right, you're 6 hours behind me, but a day ahead. What can I say? All right, folks, now that's it. We got a lot more healing to go. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive high Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.